what would you say was like one of your first aha moments with Arweave?
The elegance of it. So when I was looking at other decentralized or pseudo decentralized protocols for storage, I was getting pretty confused. And I don't think it's entirely because I'm unable to understand those things. It just wasn't really making a lot of sense fundamentally for me. And some of them, to be fair, I think do make a lot of sense and they're really cool. Others are just confusing. And when I found Arweave, the first aha I had is, wait a second, this can kind of only exist with blockchain.
You're tuned to the Arcast, where we talk about the blockchain
on the Arcast
and how your data remains
the Arcast,
where R-Drive is the topic, censorship resistant permanence. Yeah, we got it.
Episode 31 of the Arcast. Welcome. It's your host, Andrew. This week, we're talking to G0. He's a very influential person in the Arweave ecosystem. We talk about his work with Only Arweave, Earnables XYZ, Longview Labs, and Fortify. And we talk about the optimistic philosophy behind a lot of the practical protocols in the ecosystem. So I really enjoyed this talk. Thank you, G0, for your time. We're going to be at ETH Denver on March 2nd. There's going to be a big Arweave meetup. So stay tuned for that. A lot of surprises, a lot of joyfulness, a lot of permanence, a lot of memories that will last a lifetime. We're also going to be at South by Southwest. So you know, RAO is global, at least national and global. We're everywhere. Anyway, let's get into it. This is my interview with G0 right here on the Arcast. Hey friends, welcome to the Arcast. I'm here with G0, who is a contributor to Only Arweave. He has a really cool project called Longview Labs, and we're gonna talk more about that in a bit. But before we do, I thought it'd be interesting to talk about his journey and all his projects. So G0, welcome to the Arcast. Thanks for being on.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate your interview, so glad to be here.
Thank you. It was a great get to have you on the show because you're a big contributor in the Arweave space. You do so many things. And one of the things people may know you from is through your contributions to Only Arweave. So what exactly is that and what do you do for them?
Yeah, so Only Arweave really started out of a need to share ideas and concepts. So this was a few years back now. I was doing due diligence on my own behalf about Arweave and the permaweb. And before that, thinking about the pillars, or as I see it, the fundamental pillars of what the future of the web may look like. And you know, many individuals use this term Web3. You can call it blockchain, you can call it crypto, you can call it amalgamation of all three of those. The point is, it's important. And as I was looking at the fundamentals, I did a bunch of research. I'm like, what really matters is where all of this is stored. And that led me to Arweave. And when I found Arweave, I definitely had what I call the Arweave aha. And I've had a string of Arweave ahas, which continue to this day. And I really felt compelled to share some of these ahas and some of these concepts, not only to share with the community, also to kind of keep notes and you know, put it out there for anyone else that finds it interesting to potentially build or just to think about. And so that's where I started Only Arweave, the Twitter account. And it kind of has just gone from there through a number of projects that, of course, we can talk about.
What would you say was like one of your first aha moments with Arweave?
The elegance of it. So when I was looking at other decentralized or pseudo decentralized protocols for storage, I was getting pretty confused. And I don't think it's entirely because I'm unable to understand those things. It just wasn't really making a lot of sense fundamentally for me. And some of them, to be fair, I think do make a lot of sense and they're really cool. Others are just confusing. And when I found Arweave, the first aha I had is, wait a second, this can kind of only exist with blockchain, like technology, obviously the block weave. It was a real epiphany after reading the yellow paper and listening to all, just about all of the podcasts featuring Sam Williams, all of the presentations. I mean, I did an absolute ton of research. And that first aha was, this is pay once. Wow, that's different and elegant.
Elegant in that it's only possible because it builds upon technology that existed before, maybe.
It builds on what Bitcoin introduced and what Ethereum introduced, and packages it in a way that I use the word elegant, that one can pretty quickly understand. And the big concept to understand is this is for the very long term and you pay once.
How would you describe Spora and how Arweave works to someone who maybe knows about blockchain but doesn't quite get the Arweave technology?
I think it just basically is, all right, well, you check in on previous things to see if you're doing your work, and you do that really efficiently. And that helps weave all the information together to make it more robust and more provable. And that's it.
So only Arweave. Let's talk about how that's been a branch into other things. Like, for instance, Earnables XYZ. How did you get involved with that? And how would you explain that project?
Yeah. So one thing I think that is important to illustrate is to share and to share concepts. So again, to go back to the impetus for only Arweave, because I think it is worthy of kind of a further exploration into how that started and what has kind of become of it. And I was just sharing concepts because I had to. I had this thing in me. I'm like, I am obsessed with this thing called the PermaWeb and Arweave. And I'm listening to podcasts, I'm watching videos, I'm reading yellow paper, I'm reading anything I can find. I need to express myself. And the progression thereafter has just been expressing myself, and then in addition to that, collaborating with others. And just a note for the listener out there, it's like, if there's something to express that's on your mind, like literally go out and do it now, because the opportunities that can come are extraordinary. And that's what I've experienced in this ecosystem, is extraordinary opportunity. And so going from only Arweave to then, you mentioned Earnables, which we just released an alpha not that long ago, a few weeks ago type of thing, has been a long journey. And it's been one that has been stemmed from expression and self-expression. And so Earnables in particular is about education and exploration and thinking about, mechanism design as well as community development. So how can we create a system where it's interesting to explore and there's, some rewards? So I think it was like Balaji from Earn, Coinbase Earn. So I don't know how many years ago, it was like earn.com at the time or something like that. And then a number of other platforms and experiences were built where you learn and you earn, right? And Earnables is influenced by that. And it changes a little bit, where it's not just about answering questions, which a lot of these things like Coinbase Earn and stuff, like, to be fair, like they do a great job and stuff. It's not really about, that. It's about extending it into action and also surfacing protocols and basically saying, hey, you can go out and do this. You can go these like PermaWeb adventures, these Arweave adventures, and earn some cool whatever NFTs or access to events or whatever it may be, and even incorporate some educational components. So it's a platform for exploration, adventures, if you will, and the opportunity to earn some cool stuff.
So what would be like a concrete example?
Yeah, so adventure, I mean, I'll share the example that we've already released, which is a three-step process. Hey, do you have R-Connect? Cool. Are you following only Arweave? All right. And have you uploaded three or more files to R-Drive? And are you in the first 25 to do so? Because there's a cap at 25 for this first, this first launch, this alpha launch. And you check all those things out, and you get the NFT. And so that's like a little mini adventure, obviously very introductory. There's things that can come beyond that where you can actually stack adventures. So that becomes your credential, if you will, to be able to participate in another adventure down the line. It's like, hey, you need to be a holder or two of, the OG NFT from that alpha launch to be able to participate in this other adventure, which may lead to some like super cool outcome, as an example.
Interesting. So if you are early with earnables, you have a head start, because like if someone joins in 5 years or whatever, they can't do the first missions.
Well, it's that with a caveat, and that is that, these missions and adventures and whatever else will likely be accessible going forward to anyone. However, some holders of particular adventures may have pathways open to them that are not available to anyone else. So that's just a very specific example where someone has the OG NFT and it's literally, there's a new adventure and it's literally possibly reserved just for those 25. Like, I'm just riffing a bit on where adventures can go. That's one path.
Could there ever be a situation where if you have a bunch of the NFTs, you're precluded from opportunities, someone who just started?
The reality of it is it's a playful dynamic, very, very early. And the intention is to be useful and to have some fun and to kind of have an experience that an individual comes out of is like, oh wow, I learned something. And it's a little bit like a game.
PermaWeb Pioneer. So when did you get involved working on that?
Yeah, so I don't recall the exact dates. I guess it's, maybe in the multiple years category now, I guess. So that just came from an interest in learning more, frankly. It's like, I want to talk with as many individuals that I possibly can in this amazing ecosystem, learn and share that with anyone, right? And so that's been a ton of fun. In the very early days of that, Xylophone was a part of that to begin with, and joined in some great panels and stuff like that of Arweave News and the like. And then 4SV, the venture fund, and Rob was a part of that in the beginning too. We had some great discussions. And then from there, thus far, I've just been hosting the episodes myself, and it's been really focused on one-to-one conversations and highlighting individuals and founders and thinkers and all of the above.
So that is your desire to be an archivist and to help tell the story of the early years of this, maybe?
Yeah, that's definitely part of it. Of course, it goes to the PermaWeb, and that's, anything that goes to the PermaWeb is archiving to a certain extent, of course, like by design. Fundamentally, it's about the human touch and the human experience and thinking about what founders think, do, and feel, and getting to that why. Like, why are they doing this? Why are we? I think is really fun. And I learn a ton in the episodes. I get really inspired by those that I speak with. And, I think it's nice to have community resources that are high on the human touch.
What are some of the interesting guests or some of the people you've talked to that like you had like aha moments about?
This episode hasn't even come out. It's with Sam Williams. And I just recorded it last week. And the reason why I bring this up is because it fits very well into what we're talking about, which is the human touch. And Sam and I had a really great conversation that it's just very real, very human. And of course, Sam is an amazing technologist and computer scientist and protocol design, mechanism designer, and all of the above. He's also a human and a nice guy. And this ecosystem is filled with so many nice individuals. And I get the chills when I think about this, because it really is, there are humans behind all of this. You know, there are humans behind every single protocol, every single project, every single, you know, tweet, if it's not a bot. And, you know, Sam was just talking about that as a real important part of his experience. It's like, yeah, there's these machines doing all these equations and stuff, and that's amazing. Humans are creating code that run those machines for other humans to get new capabilities. And that experience, I think, is really nice to view through a human lens and a human-oriented perspective.
Mm. So there's something optimistic about it.
And recognizing that there are individuals, human beings behind all of this, and that, yes, the technology is absolutely amazing and augments our abilities as humans. Behind it, you know, are individuals just like you and I. And what I'm getting at is community. And so that's one area that, just to provide one example of an episode that is to be released, where it just, it's emotional. And I think that's so important. And oftentimes it's not the topic at hand. Like, we want to talk about technical stuff, which is tons of fun. Like, to be clear, it's also really nice to talk about the emotional side of the permaweb and what it means.
Yeah. An existentialist pulling the curtain back. Why do anything, right? Why create anything?
Sure. Sure. And sometimes I've had conversations about the permaweb, and the distillation of it is love. It's a care for this data. It's a family member that wants to pass on notes, ideas, videos, whatever media they want to their offspring. That's love. Like, that's a care of data that goes 200 years and beyond. Like, that's profound love, right? I mean, that's how I see it.
Humans will be here in 200 years. And, you know, there's a lot of like doom and gloom, but the idea that it's not the end of the world yet, because this stuff is worth preserving. And that makes me optimistic. You know what I mean? To believe in our weave, you have to believe that it's, that we're going to have humanity in 200 years, maybe 1,000 years. I think that's important. Do you agree?
I do agree. And I think that's what's so amazing about Arweave and the permaweb and the individuals in the community, is it's a long-term perspective. And yes, the fundamentals and the impetus and initiative to create Arweave come from some very serious things. It's also optimistic, just as you pointed out. It's optimistic in that it's a long-term perspective, and this technology can augment our experience to make life better. And that's, I think, an optimistic perspective.
Well, like we were talking about earlier, you need to have a long view. So Longview Labs, maybe we could talk about the etymology of that and that project.
Yeah, so Longview Labs is really focused on growing the utilization of Arweave and the permaweb through education, digital products, and community experiences. And the choice of naming it Longview Labs, I think, is relatively explanatory, especially after that, you know, little intro of what this is about. It's long-term thinking through and through. That's the intention. The intention is to have the long view perspective on as many things as we possibly can have a long-term perspective on, and to have those fundamentals carry through the entity from how it's structured to the things that we create.
Tangibly, what is it? It's like a resource for documentation or a place for people to communicate? How would you describe it?
Yeah, so there's three pillars of the methodology of Longview Labs. The first is an agency-like model. So we, you know, build utilization campaigns design UI, UX, provide marketing strategies, write copy, et cetera, for super early stage, you know, individuals or entities or whatever it may be in the ecosystem, as well as those that have been in the ecosystem for a while, and provide agency-like services. Then there's the community side of things, and that's providing things like the PermaWeb Pioneers podcast. That's things like hosting the Arweave Grow Crew, you know, and beyond. There's a lot more coming on that front to provide to the community through those resources, as well as some educational material, tutorial, things like that. The third pillar is developing and creating in-house products. And we have a few that we've already released. It's very early stages, or, you know, as far as Longview goes. One of which is called fortify.cc. And that allows for NFT collections that are already out there in the wild that are on IPFS, and their collecting owner or you know, developer or whoever may be in charge of the contract is like, hold on, you know, for whatever reason they say this, you know, IPFS, they want to switch this up. They can simply put their contract address into a form, and we literally take care of the rest, and they just get an Arweave link back. All of the path manifests are sorted. All of the metadata is sorted. They have one link they start with, they put it through Fortify, they get a new link, and it's all on Arweave. So that's the in-house product side of things. So agency, community, and product are the three pillars of Longview Labs.
Where can people find more?
Just longviewlabs.co. And there you'll see the projects that we're working on, the community initiatives that we have, and then some things that are in the pipeline that, you know, will soon to be released. And that's a great place. And of course, PermaWeb Pioneers, wherever you listen to podcasts, and at Only Arweave on Twitter.
Good places to check out what's going on. And just like the Arweave community has a lot of different people, there are a lot of different things individuals are working on. So that's why it's kind of cool to talk to G0 about all these projects, all your optimism, your ability to connect the dots. And thank you for joining us and talking to us. I think it was a very good interview.
Yeah, no, it's super great. I appreciate the work that you do and that the whole R.io team is doing. It is a super fascinating time to be in the ecosystem, and just fortunate to be surrounded by individuals that care, you know, they fundamentally care. It's a lot of fun.
That's what's up. I agree. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And hopefully I'll run into you IRL soon.
Sounds good.
Thanks, G0. We'll be back in 2 weeks. We look forward to seeing you all at Arweave Day at ETH Denver. If you haven't checked it out, the Android mobile app is a great way to permanently store your files with R Drive. Permanence in your pocket. Know before you stow. I'm Andrew. We'll see you next time. Thanks again.